Hello and welcome to Stardrop Tea, a Stardew Valley gossip podcast. I'm Shirley.
And I'm Hillary. And we're going to be brewing up stories, secrets, and speculation from Stardew Valley.
Really excited for today's episode. We have a couple of guests with us. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to introduce to everybody, we've got B, they, them, and we've also have Rudy, he, him, on the pod. Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, so excited to be here. And I'm Rudy.
Yay. We're so happy that you're here.
Yes, we absolutely are. Before we go into anything, are you all drinking some tea today?
Yeah, what's in the cup?
Yes. Can we get a little bit of a beverage check? What are we all having today?
I'm having some blackberry citrus tea that I don't actually like all that much, but I want to get rid of the box of tea in my cabinet. So I was like, I could tolerate this today. So I'm happy.
You don't have to do this yourself.
It's true.
Oh my.
We're drinking a tea we tolerate.
Yeah. And I'm drinking a tea that I like, which is lavender chamomile tea. Yes.
Ooh.
I love chamomile tea. So nostalgic. That's
delicious. Yes. I'm having a ginger turmeric herbal tea. Very lovely. And Hillary, what are you having?
I have three beverages. I have a coffee, the remnants of a coffee, which I probably am not going to continue drinking. I have a water, of course, got to keep that whistle wet. And I have just a little glass of wine, just a little glass of red, a little cozy glass.
Nice.
Having a drink with some friends.
Yes.
Some new friends, because I think, Shirley, you've been friends previously with B and Rudy. Is that's right?
Yes. That's a weird way to state. We were previously friends. No, we're now we're enemies. No, I'm kidding. We're not enemies.
That's such a fun premise for a podcast. Sorry. I know we started Harp to Harp last week, but this time, Nemesis podcast, where you invite their nemesis on and then they fight.
Yeah, I couldn't do that because I have forgotten most of the people that I was enemies with. But I am really excited to have both of you here. I know you from a couple of different events, but if you wanted to introduce yourself as far as like how you got involved with the podcast, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, you took pictures for us at our wedding.
Aw.
Which we got married this year.
We got married, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
It was very sweet.
So yeah, we met like through an online art Discord and we're looking for a photographer and got connected. And then the vibes were great. So we were like, we should be friends. And so now we've like stayed connected and are going to play board games this weekend.
Yes. Very That's excited so about sweet. That. Yeah.
Shirley's such a good photographer. Fun fact mm-hmm, about Shirley, are. She's mm-hmm. not only so smart and so organized and ambitious, but she's also a really amazing photographer. And I actually was lucky enough that she did my professional headshots for me.
Oh, nice. So,
she's just out here doing everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like spinning many plates. So amazing. Well, thank you for that intro. And of course, you are also players of Stardew Valley. And the information I have for both of you is that B, your farmer's name is B, and your farm name is Honeycomb Farm. Super cute. And Rudy, so cute. Your farmer's name is Rudy. Very helpful when the names mm-hmm. are your own name. And your farm name is Tulips and Cows Farm. Tell me a little bit more about your farms and how you started that naming convention, at least.
I named Honeycomb Farm so long ago now. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. So I feel like I didn't know that much about Stardew Valley when I was like going into it first. So
it's impossible
when it was like name a farm, I was like, I don't know what this means necessarily. So I like bees, I guess, as my name might imply.
Do you have a lot of like beehives and flowers and things? Like, does your farm layout reflect that?
My farm layout is pretty chaotic and not very well thought through. I think there's probably some beehives in there, but I don't actually know.
Okay, interesting. This is like really inspiring me. I have been going through a big farm re-layout, and with Shirley's huge discovery of the fact that ducks can swim in the pond, obviously... Right? Listeners, check that out on our socials right now. If you are curious about how you can reformat your farm to get those ducks in the water, check it out. Stardrop Tea Podcast. Okay. Sorry. I'm already learning things.
Okay. Amazing. Honeycomb Farm. And then Rudy, for you, obviously Tulips and Cows. I'm assuming you've got both of those.
Yes. I was also like day zero making my account. didn't really know, like, I'd seen Bee play Stardew Valley before, but I was like going into it not really sure if it like meant anything what your name was. So I was like, what things would I like to have on a farm? I love tulips, they're my favorite flower. I love cows. I think they're adorable. So tulips and cows farm. I do plant tulips every year and make sure, like in the game, and have cows. But it's definitely not like those are the only things that I do, because right now I'm trying to make money. So we've got some intergroup going.
Very excited to hear more about what you are actively working on your farm. And B, it sounds like you got into the game first. Like, what brought you into Stardew Valley? How did you hear about it?
Yeah, so I had a friend who was into it when I was like interning with, like we did an intern research summer thing when I was in college. And they were into it back like right when it came out. And then jump forward like 3 or 4 years, I was playing soccer and I busted my Achilles tendon. And I was like, I'm going to be on the couch for a while. And so like That's literally awful. The night that I hurt myself, I was like, I know I'm just going to be out of commission for a while. So I've been wanting to get into Stardew Valley for a long time, so I'm gonna check it out. And then the next like 6 months or whatever was perfect prime time to be Stardew Valleying, because I was just kind of resting and recovering from that. Amazing. So I got really deep into it.
I love that so much, that Stardew Valley just provides that amazing escape for your mind, where you're like okay, I have to leave my body here for right now and like let it chill and like rest and heal, and then you're like, let me do something else with my brain. I just love it for that little context vacation.
And I will say, actually, I had two different farms. One was done very differently than the other one. One was like my true first playthrough.
Yeah, wait, like, you have multiple, hold on, how many saves do you have? Sorry, I only have one save, so I forget to ask this question. How many saves do you have?
I have three, well, sort of three now. I had my first farm, and then, so I played it on my phone for the first two farms that I had. And my first farm, I got a new phone and didn't realize that Stardew Valley wouldn't transfer over. So I was like 200 hours into my first game. That was like, I was really like...
It's devastating.
Feeling everything out, not really... like going to the wiki or not doing everything perfectly. But then as soon as I was like, oh, I need to get back to the state that my farm was in since trading my phone in.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to speed run this shit. I am going to like go to the wiki. I'm going to find out how to get married to Harvey as fast as humanly possible. And like, so I had very different approaches with that.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I was inspired by the show actually to start a
new. Oh, nice.
So sweet. How has your avatar design changed over the course of saves? Like, do you usually go for the same avatar setup, or do you change it depending on what you kind of the vibe of that reality, I guess, that you're creating?
They're usually pretty similar. I think I've always got a little wavy hair and usually like change different colors of hair all the time. I'm like a little goblin in the save that I have with Rudy's. I guess I have four saves, because there's like the co-op game that I play with Rudy.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, so I just have the one save, and it's a co-op one. So B refers to themselves as my like farm goblin. They co-op with me. Because when I started, I wanted to like get enough. I wanted to like get established into the game before I had them like helping me out on stuff too much, because I didn't want it to like, I didn't want them, since they already knew how to play the game, for things to like be spoiled along the way. But now that I'm like far enough in the game, they will play with me. And if I like want to go off and do tasks, I'm like, can you deal with the coop in the barn today or whatever? Like, can you go put the truffles in the oil maker thing? And so they're my farm goblins. So they have a cute little goblin outfit.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah, it's important to have farm goblin duties. So, who's responsible for who? Yeah, I like that.
I have never played co-op, so this is like, I mean, a bold frontier that I'm sure we'll explore. But that just sounds so fun. And like, so wait, what colors of hair do you normally go for? And do you go for like bolder colors, like skin? What colors are we working with here?
I am green. I have green Full skin goblin. And I think Gorge. Bright blue hair for farm goblin mode. Yeah.
Okay, stunning.
Yeah.
gorgeous.
I've got green hair.
I was going to say, Rudy, tell me about you. What is your avatar?
Yeah, I've got green hair and like a Poseidon-y green, like moss beard.
That rules.
Yeah, and the dwarf helm on top. And then I have a little like question, like mystery box t-shirt. I don't know what my pants are, but I've got cool boots. Yeah.
Amazing.
Ooh, for the mystery box t-shirt, do you get to have that if you like put it in the, what is it called? I'm forgetting what it's called.
It's when you like tailor. Is that tailor? Yeah,
I think it's didn't sew it. I've never actually tailored anything in the game.
Oh, you just found the shirt?
I just found it somehow.
Never? Oh, very cool.
Never. Yeah. I just have an outfit I like, and so I just have not done it.
I tailor every, like, I have purposely checked each item or, like, and then looked up stuff on the wiki and been like, okay, what kind of shorts are we working with?
Yeah.
You know? That's so funny. I love this about Stardew Valley so much because it's just, like, everybody plays so differently.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. I just recently learned that you can, like, tailor a dinosaur egg to get a dinosaur hat, and so I will be promptly doing that.
You can do your whole dinosaur costume.
Yeah, no, I will be the full outfit.
Like dinosaur mayo to get like dinosaur pants too, because I have those in my game right now. Yeah, I was running around with a little dinosaur tail for a while.
Dinosaur goblin tails.
I am beside myself. What?
This podcast is strictly for Hillary to learn how to play the game and style their avatar.
I've scammed everyone, and especially Shirley, into being like, talk to me about this video game.
I'm having a great time. But I would love to know, so B, you were playing first, and then Rudy, you got into it. Like, what drew you to the game, Rudy? Was it just like watching B play, or would you have another similar story of you needed to do something for like 6 months?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
We've been through like seven surgeries together throughout our relationship.
Yeah.
So I had like a big surgery about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's time. Let's do it. Let's make my farm. I knew a little bit. Like, I knew that you had to like, I knew like B had talked about / complained about like the like gifts that you have to like figure out, the whole figuring out situation.
Yeah.
I knew fishing was like a slog.
Oh my god, fishing's a nightmare.
I feel like I knew like the kind of maybe like what was trickier about the game early on.
Yeah.
So like I was like mentally prepared, and so I was able to like get through the early parts of it without too much mental distress.
No, that's huge, because I feel like fishing can put people off from the game.
Yeah.
Because it is, when you get that bamboo fishing pole, you're like, this is absolutely miserable. Why am I doing that? Willy, what are you up to? Why would you give me this? Yeah.
Yeah, this is garbage. This is not helpful. I'm like over here passing out from exhaustion, like unsuccessfully casting.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, since we have the co-op game and since I have played a lot more in the co-op game than B, because I like didn't want things to be spoiled for me, I am like level 10 in everything and they are not.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you've done like any fishing. No fishing.
Okay. Wow.
When we go to the mines, I like have a huge advantage because I'm just like higher level of mining and like have more health and stuff like that. So I like will sometimes like have to like protect them from things because they like die more easily.
Get behind me.
Get
behind me. I'll kill this thing for you. Yeah.
You're protecting your farm goblin. That's like the cutest. This is like the whole farm goblin lore. You're killing me.
I love it. Because I believe you can buy weapons for anybody who's visiting the co-op too. So you can like, you could get B a higher stat weapon.
Yeah, they have a better sword now.
I have a galaxy sword.
Oh yeah, they also have a galaxy
sword. Because prismatic shards.
Congratulations.
We've moved up.
For kicking ass.
Oh yeah.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Having two people in the mines is a game changer. Like,
let the record show that I immediately tailored a dinosaur hat.
Oh, amazing.
No hesitation. No hesitation. I immediately tailored a dinosaur hat. Sorry.
So
my computer camera was just like, we're not accepting that.
And two people in the mines is a game changer. Like, oh, you have different luck. Even though it's like the same day, the two people have different luck, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, we'll both check the TV and it'll be like a good day for me and a bad day for them. But I'm let's go. It's a good day for me.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Like, come here. You're going to get your ass beat in the mines.
Yeah.
That's so
funny. I did not know that.
Get over here,
goblin. That's so wrong. I thought it was the same like luck level the whole time, because I'll check the TV for when I play with M and I'm like, it's good, but I've never had them check.
So you've never actually checked the luck level with them, because you're just it's good for me. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for me. It's good for me, and we're going. The main thing that I'll have them check is if it's Queen of Sauce, because it's important that we all have recipes to cook.
Yeah, that's vital. That's vital. Yeah. That's something that I did not learn about until far too late, is that the TV is actually good for information such as recipes and, of course, luck. Because I was just going in there. I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to make a maple bar ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, this Tanuki is just going to have to deal. But yeah, TV, who knew? Because I don't watch TV IRL. TV is like such a waste. And so I'm like, I don't know, black screen, yuck.
Yeah.
Didn't you throw away your TV at first?
Literally. I was like, well, put that right in the garbage. I literally threw it in the garbage because I was like, well, I need the 37 gold or whatever this is going to give me.
Also, I think that, you know, the TV we all start with is like a plasma screen. So it's quite large and takes a lot of space. Would love to know, obviously you can share about your personal farms, but what's the aesthetic? So you mentioned that there are going to be some flowers in the honeycomb farm, but what does it look like? Is it very high on aesthetics? Some people play the farm where I just need to work and I'm throwing stuff all over the land. I just need to like grind it out. You could also be in the middle. Like, where are you with that?
I would say mine is like lawful neutral. Like, it's like organized and like efficient, but not like the most beautiful. I'm like perfection curious. I like am nowhere near perfection, but I like love the idea of moving towards having like a prettier farm. Like, I have an efficient farm, but it's not like the most beautiful yet.
Okay, perfection curious is such an incredible brand new phrase, because that's like, in the context of the game, incredible. Like, I myself am perfection curious because when it was like, oh, here's how many monsters you've slain. You could slay more, though, to get this ranking. Mm-hmm. Like, ah, damn.
Totally.
Yeah, perfection curious. That's like a personality type A-, where you're
That feels like where I'm at. Like, I don't need to have, I don't know, maybe I'll have maybe this will be my perfection farm eventually, but like.
That's amazing. I'm perfection curious. I love that so much.
And don't let your current farm stop you from finding your perfection farm either. You could start many farms. I think I'm at farm number 7 now, so. Wow, you know, who knows? keep
wild,
going.
Shirley.
I am. Thank you. I'll get bored of one. I'm like, next farm. B, what about your farm? Are you perfection curious farm, lawfully
I'm
neutral?
I'm curious about perfection. I am also curious about aesthetics, but I've never tried, really. My farms tend to be pretty chaotic and inefficient.
Okay.
I picked for my most recent one that I started like from listening to this show. I'm playing on the Switch, which is different. Picked a different style of farm. I don't remember which style it is, but
Hilltop
maybe. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it's got like river running through it and stuff like that, and there's much less usable farm area.
Yeah.
So that's made it like, I would say, even more chaotic and less efficient because there's like just weird patches of farm that you can farm. Not a lot.
Yeah. So. Selecting the map is such a thing that it's like when you're doing it and you have no idea the ramifications of it.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, I don't know. And like, yeah, the Rammies are not interrogated at all. It's straight in. Oh my God. You said it has a river.
Yeah. And I haven't played Hilltop Farm. Could you describe that one for people? Just because I
yes,
know,
please.
Most people.
Yeah. And also we're going to be sharing photos of y'all's farms on our socials. So folks, go to our socials to check out the beautiful farms that you are about to have described to you.
Yeah. So the Hilltop Farm, there's kind of like the top right quadrant is like basically the same as the regular farm. And then there's a river that runs around that sort of. I don't remember if it goes all the way over or not. But then there's like a couple little bridges and like little islands almost that you can walk to.
Bridges.
And there's like mushroom trees that grow on one of the islands. So you start off with like little mushroom trees, which is nice.
Well, that's very cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's so good. And mushrooms are great to sell. That's a great income stream.
Yeah.
Do the animals move through the bridges or are they landlocked to their spot?
Income stream. Damn it.
Yeah. So like an example of why my farms are very chaotic is I have ideas sometimes. Like I'm going to make, instead of a fence, because the fences like break down over time, I was like, I'm going to just wall them in with trees. But then those trees start planting trees around themselves.
Yes. And
everything becomes a mess really quickly. So my farm animals can't really get out because they're like surrounded by trees. But I could chop down a bunch of the trees and see if they go over the bridges. I don't know.
I'm just imagining like the cows, release me, please. they're just trapped, surrounded by trees.
Cows.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. So speaking of cows, do you have like naming conventions for your animals? Like, for example, my cows are all named like chocolate sort of things. Like there's like cacao and Cadbury and nougat, like that kind of thing. Like I guess like chocolate bar. How do you name your animals? Or do you go with the default ones?
Your naming convention is very good.
I like to name them like words that rhyme with the animal name. So like I have a chicken named Sicken.
Okay.
I have like a goat named
Sickening
goat.
Chicken.
Yeah, I like to like rhyme it.
I love
That's
that.
Awesome.
You have two horses.
Oh, yeah. The horse is named Remorse.
Remorse?
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
Both horses.
Why? Because you're like, so expensive. Yeah. I can't believe it.
A separate name for the second one. They're both named Remorse. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I found. Okay. So that's, and we'll talk about 1.7 later, but that's one of the things I want in 1.7 is more horse diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I want different patterns. I want different colors. I don't want to I don't want to even choose them. I'm like, I just want to buy a horse and that be like a mystery thing. That it's like, is it going to be a Palomino? Is it going to be all black with a little cute star on its head? Is it going to have little boots? 1.7, Eric, let's go.
It.
Endless options for your horse. B, do you have a name for your horse?
My horse's name is Bucket.
10 out of 10.
I pick different naming conventions for each of the animals. Yeah, let me see if I can pull up. I really
Dean's
like...
Dean's good at naming.
Please.
My dinosaurs have great names. Those are my
Sorry, quick pause. What the fuck did you just say? Your dinosaurs?
Yeah, you don't. Do you still not have dinosaurs?
Oh my god. Okay, you can hatch those
eggs.
We'll
be back.
If you put a little egg in an incubator.
You can hatch those eggs.
Yeah, you can hatch them.
I know. It took me a long time.
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now to see my names.
Okay, great. Great, cool. Google. Well, I know what I'm doing now.
Hatching a dinosaur.
Pronto.
No one asked me, but I'll let you know. I don't name any of my animals. I just use the default name. Sometimes I'll name them, but it was like a total fluke. But most of the time, I'm just like, Marnie is like, do you want this chicken? I'm like, yes, send it over. And then it's like, what name? I was like, whatever. I just need the eggs.
It's a chicken. Whatever.
It's a chicken. Yeah. And I should name them, but I feel like I can't remember now. Can you rename a pet? Mm-hmm. Or once? Okay. I'll fix this then. But right now, they're all named whatever the system gave me. That's their name. So, yeah. But yes, tell me your dinosaur names.
So my dinosaur names are Dr. Bop, Mr. Beppo, King Bip, and Bump Esquire.
I love this so much. These are so good.
They just keep getting better.
It's important.
Dr. Bop. I love that.
Dr. Bop rules.
Two P's. Dr. Bop.
With two. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for specifying.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I'm noticing a theme here with the doctor.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of the doctor.
Ooh.
Okay, not everyone chooses the like romance route. So if you are just strictly doing friendship, that's fine too. But are you dating anyone in the game? And if so, who is it? I obviously just gave it away not too long ago. Let the crowd know who you're going after.
My heart has always been for Harvey. As soon as I started the game and ran into Harvey, I was like, I mean, Rudy can attest to this. I would just like send Rudy screenshots of Harvey and just be like, he's so cute. I love him so much.
Yeah. What do you love about him? Like, what are like obviously, you know how I feel about Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess like that's, I assume how you feel about Harvey, but like, what's the draw? What are the screenshots that you're sending?
He's just like nervous and sweet. And like, I feel like he's very like autistic coded in terms of like, he has his planes special interest. And it's like,
yes.
I love having a relationship with someone else who has a special interest that I don't overlap with at all, because then I can just like hear about them and be excited about it and like, oh, wow, cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I was just about to say Dr. Bop is very sweet, but Harvey is very sweet.
Yeah, I bet it's Dr. Bop once you get married, I think.
That's Dr. Bop to you. Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, and what do you think about the fact that I might have accused Harvey of committing medical malpractice?
Yeah. I'm sure he has. He's very nervous. And he probably makes
And we
mistakes.
Still love him.
I still love him. Yeah. I don't love him for his doctoring abilities, because he also still charges me $1,000 every time. Oh, yeah. I
Insane.
Come out of the mines. Yeah.
Insane. Like, number one, like, are we, like, why are you charging me any money for healthcare? What's mm-hmm. going on? Why did you bring money into this? And then also, like, discount?
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. Like, I still, come on. Like, I know that's no. probably fraudulent, but I'm sure that's done IRL.
It's his mm-hmm. clinic. So he can make the Dr. Bop, aka Harvey, can make the rules if he wants to, yeah. and he chooses to charge you. So.
So, because it's a privatized clinic as opposed to, yeah, ugh, yucko. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but you still love him and you still can't live without him.
It's true. I think, like, when I was playing Stardew Valley the first time, it, like, truly mm-hmm. never occurred to me to romance anyone else. I was just like, Harvey's it. Like,
that's amazing.
As soon as I was in, yeah.
Strong opinions are so telling.
Yes. So do you have high friendships with everyone else? Or do you just ignore everyone else in town? You're like, whatever. I'm only here for the doctor. Yeah.
Eventually, I did go through and friend up everybody. Yeah.
That's awesome. And
that's so funny.
Rudy, are you romancing or friendshiping anyone in town?
Yes. I'm an Abigail guy. I am married to Abigail. I love a bisexual coded person.
Yes.
Her story, like, just was very moving to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just wanted to, like, be her safe space with, like, her, like, not great parental situation, complicated relationship with the mom, kind of sexist dad. Like, mm-hmm. I can relate to that. And just wanting to, like, have, like, a little adventure buddies. Great. She's into swords.
Yes. Dream girl.
She's great.
Oh, I love this whole vibe that I'm getting as, like, you as a person, you as a Stardew Valley farmer. Such a protector. Like, you've got your farm goblin that you're like, don't worry, babe, we're going to the mines today. I've got good luck. And then you're also... over here being like, I can be her peace.
Yeah, but she can protect me too. Like the heart, the whatever 14 heart scene, so moving.
We specifically put the 14 heart event on Patreon, so not everyone has heard it.
I thought something about that.
Yeah. You can tell the crowd what is so moving for you, because we went on a whole tangent because
we did.
You'll hear it if you go on Patreon.
And you should right now.
It's her first time, like, finally using her sword and, like, fighting to protect us. And in her very first time doing that, she ends up getting rid of a monster that tried to...
Then we had an existential spiral about that because of reasons that you will find out on our Patreon. Yeah. Anyways,
but tell us more about how did you experience that 14 heart event?
Yeah, I was really proud of her. I feel like she just has such, like, a bravery arc throughout her story, practicing in the cemetery, like, going out at night to, like, get her, like, private time to, like, study the blade. Love that.
Yes, the blade. That's my girl.
And then, like, finally having built this, like, connection with her, she's able to, like, get to the point where she is able to be a defender. And I feel like that's what she wanted to do. She, like, has been building all this inner strength. And yeah, I mean, she saved my life.
She did.
I would die for her, you know? She's so great and strong and brave. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the fact that you didn't have a sword on you that day? Do you feel like that's realistic for your farmer, that you didn't have the sword in your tool belt, your backpack, whatever you want to call it?
I always brought that blade on me. Yeah.
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 Everything.
I always have all of my tools. I don't know how people put their tools places and, like, remember where they are, because I just always have all of my tools.
But also, you'll carry, like, all of your wood and all of your iron and stuff.
I just know that I won't. I just don't die in the mines anymore. So it's fine.
How big is your backpack? What's going on over there?
The normal big size. Is it like the three rows or whatever? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but your three rows seem to be bigger than mine if you're carrying every tool and also wood.
Yeah. And stones and coal and yeah.
Wait, why are you keeping your resources on you?
I'm in like a big like building stuff era.
Got it.
And building a bunch of kegs and I gotta like have coal so I can make like copper bars so I can make the kegs and like so I'm just like keeping those things on me for like where I'm at in the game, I guess.
Okay.
Wild. Cool. Okay. Cool. Amazing. Again, everyone plays this game differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. When I was building a lot in one of my first saves, I would just put a chest out of Robin's house or sometimes inside of her house too. You just have to always make sure it's not in a place that they're gonna walk through, because otherwise it will disappear and you will lose everything that's in there. But I'll leave like the materials I need if I'm gonna be building something later also at the wizards. I'll be like, okay, here, my dragon tooth so or whatever, smart. You can hold that, or the bananas, yada yada. But
that's so smart.
I mean, that's very cool. And then from a tool perspective, I usually also keep all my tools on me. But if I don't, I'll use, I think it's like the metal chest now. And I have the metal chest specifically only for tools. Mm. Visually, it's like a
mnemonic.
Indicator. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And I have a question about Harvey. Back to you, B. What do you think makes him misunderstood in the fandom?
I feel like the specific thing that I like, I get it why people have this conception, but I just interpret it very differently, is like his relationship with Maru. I feel like people are like, there's like an age difference there that's kind of weird. And like, I see them as like really close work friends, because I just see Harvey as this like very nervous, again, like I said, like autistic coded guy. And I feel like Maru has some of those similar codings, but she's like more confident and more like outgoing and stuff like that. So like when I see them at the flower dance together or something like that, I'm not like, ah, that's weird because it's like a boss with his like coworker or something like that. I'm more like, oh, they're like work friends who are just like, we gotta support each other and like everyone else is dancing and like things like that.
Yeah. That's so beautiful that you're like weird power dynamic. No, they're friends. And like, and we're going to the dance. Like just like partying. And that's so real. Like I've definitely had the good fortune of working with people in the past that I'm like, wait, I love you as a friend. Let's go party forever.
I missed a lot of the Maru stuff because I was like so immediately like romancing Harvey that like I didn't get a chance to see any of the other Maru stuff. So it's only like people have told me about that since then and been like, oh, isn't that kind of weird of Harvey? And I'm like, I've thought about it a lot because I'm like, I love Harvey so much. I'm like, I feel like it's not, that's not his vibes.
Speaking of your relationship with Harvey and like progressing, it sounds like you've progressed like all 14 question mark hearts. On that tip, like what were the big moments with him that stood out? Because I definitely am not romancing that man.
There's this little scene where you go up in a hot air balloon together and he's like afraid of heights.
He's afraid of heights.
Is it okay if I like hold on to you while I go up? I remember being so excited about that. I was like screenshotting like every frame of the animation to send to Rudy.
So sweet.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm in a balloon with Harvey. It's amazing. I like found all these screenshots when I was like preparing for the podcast.
I just have
a whole summer of like all the screenshots of Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Random. It's a really sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do really like that heart event because, like you said, he is afraid of heights, but he still trusts you to have that moment together.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the fact that he's afraid of heights, but he also loves airplanes?
Okay, thank you for saying that. That was like on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
I feel like I love that. I feel like that's like a complicated feeling. And I feel like maybe for him, it's more about like the planes than it is about like, I don't feel like he necessarily wants to be in a plane. Like he just has his little radio where he goes and listens to planes. And I think like in the same way that like there's like train enthusiasts who are like, I want to go on this specific train, or like I want to see this specific train and like model of it. I feel like he's more about the models of planes than he is about like being in a plane or wanting to be in a plane or something.
That's so interesting. I feel like that's actually really similar to my partner IRL, who is like the second a plane will fly over, he immediately will be like, okay, so that's a 737. It just left from Seattle. It's headed to Berlin. Huh. And looks like there's, and it's just like, Okay. All right. Cool. Which I love. And like, I can't remember which one of you was mentioning this earlier, but like having relationships with people who are really different than you is like such a great way to just like learn things all the time.
That was B talking about Harvey. I love. Do you think that other people know that Harvey has these model planes? Because I don't recall in any of the dialogue that I've had with him if he shares that people like come visit his upstairs of the clinic. Where I feel like when you go to his humble abode, it has so much personality. When I first went up there, I was like, "Whoa, who is this man? I thought you were just a doctor." So yeah, not that doctors don't have a life, but that's all I saw.
I feel like he's like quiet and nervous, and like I don't feel like he has relationships with the other people in the town as much as a lot of other folks do. So not to jump ahead, but that might be a spoiler for one of my 1.7 thoughts.
We'll put a pin on it.
Want to know those. But I totally agree. I was also really surprised when I went upstairs and was just like, oh, you have like art up and like a cute kitchenette and like a little workstation. And I think you kind of touched on something that low-key, I was like, oh, my heart. The fact that he has this like professional relationship with the villagers. But I think that's it. I think it's like he doesn't have that personal relationship, and whether that is because of the sort of power dynamic thing we were talking about with Maru, which makes their relationship actually even sweeter. Because that's gorgeous, because maybe that's like the closest like emotional friendship relationship that he has.
I feel like he's like maybe from out of town. I don't know.
He did move in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like that contributes to it as well, as like so many of these people like grew up in Pelican Town, but he came to it, and maybe he's sort of more similar to the farmer in that way.
Yeah. Okay. It just must be hard to be like the out of town person coming in and then being like the village's doctor, like the town's doctor. Like you have to be the person there for all the emergencies, like anything that goes wrong. That's just like, that must take a toll. I understand why he's so anxious.
But now I'm thinking about something else, and it's, I don't know if it like qualifies as like conspiracy theory, but it's definitely potentially gossip. And that is this question: who was the doctor before Harvey arrived? And why was it potentially Grandpa?
I was gonna say Grandpa. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Grandpa was the mayor and the doctor.
Grandpa Pirate Doctor.
Yeah.
Who also is in a throuple with Evelyn and George.
Oh, wow.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were when you said Grandpa, I thought you were talking about George. But yes, now I realize,
Our second Grandpa. But he would be.
Yeah, he would be my other Grandpa in the throuple scenario. But then, unfortunately, Alex and I would be related.
I mean, who knows what the incestual dynamics are of the town based on what we know about them, or what we don't know about them.
Gross.
As well.
Gross.
But Rudy, kind of similar. So Abigail has lived her whole life in Pelican Town, but also doesn't seem to like have really strong relationships with other people. Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like I want her to like live her life. I feel like she maybe could have a good time like going to the city and like taking the band there and like having, I feel like she just has already had such an arc of like self-growth and becoming more self-possessed. I would love for her to like move beyond Pelican Town if that's what she wanted. And I feel like she kind of wants that.
Yeah, she's definitely expressed that. And like we do get to go. We're just talking about Abigail. Everything always comes back to that magical woman. But the fact that we do get to see her play with the band that one time in the city.
Yeah.
And that feels like it's probably like when you've been holding your breath underwater for a long time, and then you finally get your head out of the water and you take a big breath. As somebody who came from like a very small town that felt like quite limiting, that's how I remember feeling when I was able to live in other spaces.
I think that can be really beautiful for her to do that. Speaking of her wanting to get out of town, who do you think she is waiting for, or what is she doing at the bus stop that she spends so much of her time at?
Abigail?
Yes, Abigail.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
We can say
that. Yeah, we've been interrogating their schedules, and Shirley, I think you've got some questions about Harvey's schedule, if I'm not mistaken.
No questions. I just thought it was really funny. In the wiki, it says, On rainy days, Harvey leaves the clinic and walks upstairs to his room at 12 p.m., regardless of whether or not there are patients in the clinic. And then he goes to the saloon and he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out. It's raining. I'm a doctor and I don't work in the rain. I need to get out of here.
I found that really funny. Yeah, you're like in the waiting room and then all of a sudden, like, you just see the doctor just walk out.
It's like, raining.
It's raining.
I've got to go home.
Raining. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's raining.
And I love that he's got to go home, which means he's going upstairs. And it's like, you could just be downstairs finishing my checkup I have once a year.
He doesn't have to go outside to go home. He just goes upstairs. Wait. So. Yes, that's true. What is this guy doing? What a joker.
Not taking care of the villagers at sometimes. But yeah, who do you think? It's self-care. No, I appreciate rainy, that.
He's like feeling a little down. He's got to go upstairs.
Even if there's patients, though, folks?
Yeah.
What? He's like, this clinic is private. Deal with it. Come back next year for your maybe appointment unless it's raining. Then fuck you.
I love that Rudy's like, yeah, if I was a doctor and it was raining, too bad.
Self-care is important.
I'm going to go home. But yeah, going back to who do you think Abigail is waiting for at the bus stop? Or is she trying to escape the town?
I feel like, not to project my own complicated family dynamic onto Abigail, but I could imagine like wanting to like hope that, I don't know, she stumbles across like new friends or like a new situation that will like take her to the new city or like, I don't know. This sounds like there could be, I don't know how safe that would be for her, just having meeting strangers and then going to the new city. But I don't know. Maybe she's hoping for like some new connection that'll like be her way out, her ticket out of Pelican Town.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's us, Abigail.
She doesn't have a job, so she doesn't have money. Yeah. So if she leaves town, that is like one of my big concerns of just like having a little bit of funds to like carry her through. Because I don't feel like Caroline and Pierre are going to give her that.
Hold on. But last episode, we talked about how Abigail is engaged with the black market to source Combat Quarterly and other contraband magazines and who knows what else. So I don't know. I think she's got some income streams.
Mm-hmm. Just under the table. Yeah.
Okay. With the mushrooms from earlier.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? She could be foraging. Knows? We don't know. Right. Maybe, in.
Yeah. She knows who to sell the produce to.
True.
Yes.
I don't know, but I feel like Pierre would just like not, he would give her like a way worse exchange rate.
That's true. He would. Mm.
Right?
Yeah, this is not a Pierre respect zone.
Guy.
No, it's not. But speaking of other villagers outside of Abigail and Harvey, who do you think would be a great candidate to have an expanded storyline? Or maybe it's just Abigail and Harvey that you want more story for 1.7 or like whatever.
What else do you want to know about Harvey?
Oh,
about
like backstory, like how the heck did he get there?
Yeah, I'd love to know like what he did before coming to. I always love the little glimpses of the worlds that we get outside of Pelican Town. Mm-hmm. So like, I'd love to know what Harvey did before he came there. That would be cute.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, like Scrubs, but with Harvey.
Yeah.
What about you, Rudy?
Yeah. In terms of like other villagers, I want to know more about Gus. Like, he seems like such a cool dude. What's he like? Is he what are his hobbies? What else? Like, I think we were talking about Gus, and you're like, he just like wakes up at noon, runs the bar, and goes to sleep. Vibes. Like, what else?
Please, he runs the town.
Oh, yeah.
On Green Rain Day?
I was going to say, on Green Rain Day, where do people go? Where do they feel safe? With Gus. He's great.
With Gus, with Daddy Gus. Yeah. Yes, chef. Yeah.
Do you think that Gus should be the next mayor of Pelican Town? Or should it be someone else?
I think he should be co-mayors with Robin. I think they would be great co-mayors.
I have not heard of co-mayors yet.
What about, like, because the mayor has their cabinet? ? There are other people. Council?
Oh.
Council.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never been a mayor before. I don't know.
I've never been a mayor before. That's true. Me too. Write in. Have you been a mayor before? Stardroppingpodcast@gmail.com. But I think Robin would hold like another position in the local government. Mm. Gus, I think, would be a good mayor.
That's
Robin,
fair. Robin's
busy. I'm like infrastructure. Like,
yeah.
Some kind of infrastructure sort of role.
Mm-hmm.
Housing? I don't know.
Urban development.
Yeah, I think Robin should be in the infrastructure because she has phenomenal ideas. Also, she has barely scratched the surface of what she wants to do with wood. So let that woman build whatever she wants in town. I would love to be surprised. Let her cook.
So yeah.
That would be awesome. I love that.
Incredible.
I was really interested to see how both of you were going to react to recording today after the episode that just came out. We're just like, yes, and what if Harvey killed Mona or other people in town?
Yeah, who else?
Yeah. And I don't mean to say that I think Harvey is doing terrible things, but as you've heard, I think it's funny to also just like make stuff up. Like, what are they doing in this town? So, yeah.
I understand.
What are they doing in this town? Shirley, is there anything else about Harvey's schedule that you wanted to dig into besides him absolutely knocking off from work on rainy days?
I love that. I love knowing that about him. Good for him.
It Wild. Is. Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, I would love to know outside of you have shared the hot air balloon date. What is your other favorite hard event that you have experienced in the game so far?
I don't remember most of the hard events because I was really just like trying to get through friendship. Yeah.
white knuckling it through friendship.
White knuckling. I mean, some of them. Yeah.
Who are you specifically talking
like
about?
Like who?
Shane and Kent.
All right,
true.
Those are actually harrowing.
I don't know, the only other heart event I can think of is the one that you had with Abigail that I've seen where you're like in the graveyard together.
Yeah, the one where she like tells her dad off.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
Yeah,
I was just looking up Harvey's wiki and his beach photos. Have y'all seen his beach?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's got the sunscreen on the nose. He's got like the white zinc like sunscreen and the wide brim hat.
Uh-huh.
I love a sun care king.
Mm-hmm. If you talk to him on Ginger Island, he talks about how he has to use floaties to swim. It's so cute.
It's important.
Use floaties and, well, yes, water safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Know your limits. That's actually true. That shows an interesting level of self-awareness. Never mind, I'm back.
It's actually interesting to look at how his style has evolved. So the first iterations of what Harvey looked like, he looks significantly younger. And it's only in this last one that he has a mustache. And a mustache, I feel like, really makes you look older the same way like a beard. A beard is makeup, essentially, for the face. And so is mustache. Yeah. But without the mustache, he looks pretty young. Have you seen what he looks like without the mustache?
No,
I have to look this up.
I'm gonna put the link in the chat here. There's a little chat button.
Yeah, and we're gonna have Harvey's wiki linked in the show notes. I am in the trivia section Harvey's. He has several points of trivia, which are really interesting. The first one, which just jumped out at me, was during the 8 heart event in his room, he mentions that his coordinates are 52 north, 43.5 east. In the real world, aka on Earth at this time of recording, this would put his location in southwest Russia between Ukraine and Kazakhstan. So that implies that Stardew Valley happens between Ukraine and Kazakhstan.
Okay.
That's where Pelican Town is.
Wow.
And Seattle, probably. So somewhere between that. So,
like on this planet, but we're obviously not on Earth. Never mind. But coincidentally. Okay, interesting. Trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you open up the Harvey timeline?
Yeah. Both of us were like, earlier Harvey kind of looks like Rudy.
Which honestly
talked about that it is like, for me, it has been like really cute and affirming that they're just like immediately into this like neurotic guy who like sometimes has a mustache, and I'm like, okay, it's okay to be like a little anxious dude.
Yeah, definitely. Love a little anxious dude.
And you know that if you ever become a doctor and whatever you do, you'll be loved no matter what. So
that's true.
Very sweet.
If you become a doctor, you'll be loved no matter what.
Yes.
And if I become a doctor, I'm leaving when it rains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's really established. Like, if you were a doctor, like, you're not seeing anyone. For self-care reasons, you're going upstairs. Wherever upstairs is, where you're just going to go there.
Another Harvey trivia, despite loving coffee, he only likes the triple espresso. So he loves coffee. He likes espresso.
He gets too anxious.
Oh
my God, you're so right. He's probably like, that's too much for me, actually.
Yeah. brings his heart rate up, and he gets all flustered,
like sweaty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Wait. Why am I
coming around to Harvey?
Maybe. You are making some good points, I've got to say.
Sees photo of Harvey with no mustache. What about?
What's up?
The photos of him at the beach are really funny. His hat looks like a hamburger in the images.
It absolutely does. 100%. Yeah, it looks like the top bun of a hamburger with like some kind of green, not lettuce though. And then it's sitting on top of just a nude pizza crust. That's what it looks like to me.
Trying to find it.
If you click back and just Harvey and then scroll down. Yeah. I like his other images of when he's wearing his headphones. Yeah, very animated.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy, you just touched on something about having Harvey kind of reflect you in real life. And I know when we were previously talking, you had some thoughts about how Stardew Valley like allows for there to be the queer identity and experience. So I would love to hear more about what you think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I feel like in the same way that any like tabletop game also is similar, like whenever you get to create your own character, I feel like that opens a lot of possibility for like exploration of trans identity or queer identity or things like that. So I feel like I mentioned when I wrote into the show that like Stardew Valley is the first place that I used my name. And that was so just beautiful. Nice to be like, people are just calling me this and like there's no weirdness about it.
Which that's your name.
Yeah.
That's your name. That's what people should call you. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Love.
So, that's been nice.
More genders in 1.7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least one more.
Yeah.
At least one more.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. But, yeah, love Stardew Valley.
What do you think, Rudy?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, as a queer person, I can, like, relate to, like, just like being thrust into the world on your own and like scrambling to make connections and doing your best to like scrape by, just like having to be creative to like figure out your life path. And I feel like that's reflected in Stardew. And I've also just like played Stardew after like multiple gender affirming surgeries too. And so like it has like that connection to me too.
That's really beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do like that the game allows you to obviously like have whatever name you want to test out, your real name. You can go full goblin, like goblin 2200, whatever, like just put numbers on your name. But you can also explore your sexuality in the game, because obviously gender identity and sexuality are completely different. And when I first started playing the game and I started romancing everyone, because I didn't know what I was doing when I initially was playing the game. Uh-huh. And I realized, I could date everyone in this town that is dateable. And you get to figure out like, am I dating the bachelorettes, the bachelors? And I can imagine for someone who maybe hasn't explored that within themselves, how freeing it can be to do it within the safety and the context of a game that provides a lot of mental reprieve, as you've mentioned, Hillary, but also that there are no real consequences because there's no storyline at all of like, oh my God, you're dating what gender? It's just the storyline and the drama is like, you're dating all of us. Weren't you going to tell us? Like which is a very fair drama
valid.
Point.
It's a communicate. You're having a communication issue in your relationships.
Yeah. Apparently, I never told them all that I'm dating them, even though you see us in this very awkward. Small town. You could have known. Like, isn't that Shirley on the hot air balloon? Nah, like ignore them. Yeah, how do you all feel about that?
I think it's such a sweet, safe space to be able to explore that. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Ugh, more genders in 1.7 though. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Let's just get right into it. 1.7.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you want in 1.7? What is the list that we're delivering to Eric Barone? We will also send this to his personal email address that I don't know, but I will find it.
He's listening. Listen. He's a listener. He's already a listener. Totally. I'm manifesting that. He's he's been listening.
Yeah, I feel like talking about there being like more genders, I was thinking about like, how do I want gender to be like represented in a video game? Like there's like many different options. There's like I don't know, like Baldur's Gate, where you can like put whatever bits with it, whatever bodies. And I feel like, do I want HRT to happen in Stardew Valley? Like, that's a question. There is an episode of Friends of the Table, another podcast where they, or a season of it, where they talked about you can like either change gender and bodies like immediately, or if you want, you can go through like gender transition, like going on HRT, getting surgeries if you want. But I feel like having either of those options would be really cool. I think like changing genders immediately is an awesome option, but also having some sort of like option to have a process for that would be cool, where it's not.
Yeah, or some kind of ceremony or something, like something to mark that. A lot of opportunity there.
Totally.
A gift basket.
What else? At minimum, send me something in the mail, have something outside my house when I get up. Like, they're already jump scaring us right outside the door. They can at least leave us something.
Because you can change your gender when you go into the wizard's basement and you have to, like, pay for it. And I think it's, like, 100 or 200 gold coin. One of the podcast episodes with Mia, we were talking about, like, it should be free to do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But if we're going to pay for this, give me a gift basket as well. So I'd like to have something commemorating the event of I've made this change. So,
A statue?
A statue, yeah.
A statue for the statue garden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
That would be cool.
But what else? Tell me, what else would you like to see in 1.7?
Yeah, 1.7, 1.7.
The first thing I have written down is something that makes me care about fertilizer.
Okay, so you've got a list. First of all, you've got a list.
We both have lists.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, they're ready.
But what do you mean, make me care about
can you say everything about
like
that?
I've 500 hours of Stardew Valley, and I've never once cared about fertilizer. I don't think about it. It just goes in the chest, and I'm like, I should do something with that eventually. But it does not impact my life at all right now, and I want it to. So.
And you've completed the community center?
I have, yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you. All of my gold star crops were just grown naturally.
Oh, okay. You had a gold star dirt. Yeah. I mean, fertilizer is... It's great for a lot of reasons, but I definitely hear that you're like, and all the reasons are not enough because I don't care. Yeah. Speed, obviously, is going to be like the biggest one. I think people mostly use it for that. Just like you're on a tight crunch and you got to complete something and you use the fertilizer. But okay.
That makes sense.
Cool. Starting off strong. You're like, hey, I don't give a shit about this fertilizer. But also, I really hope it's all natural fertilizer and not something with like PFAS or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know a little bit. I mean, wait, Stardew Valley. Let's believe. Yeah, it's all made from seaweed.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real, actually. There's like seaweed soil amendments that you can do. Fantastic.
Cool. IRL. Okay. Yeah. I feel like in the same vein of like gender transition things or like changing gender, I would love there to be more like body sizes and body weights and like mobility aids. Like we already have, since Georgia is in the game, like we already have the ability to have a wheelchair. Like I want... Mm-hmm. people to be able to have wheelchairs or canes or whatever. I think that'd be really cool.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Love.
Hillary, you mentioned this earlier, but like more horse customization, and specifically I want to have hearts with my horse. Like I want to build up a relationship with my horse. Maybe it goes faster if I have higher hearts with the horse.
That's beautiful. And I want to be able to customize the horse more. Like a hat is good. Like, can we do a saddle? Like what else? What else are we working with here? And then like bigger stable, multiple horses, one gorgeous stable, building stable.
Totally.
All right. Keep it coming.
You've talked about like wanting to do more with the community center. I wrote down themes, ? Goth. I feel like you could have like themes as like different avenues you could go down with the community center, and goth could be one of those. I don't think of a second one, but
hell yeah.
Wait, but what do you mean like themes? Like the community center is just goth theme, or like there's a room that is this room is for goths only?
Well, we talked about having raves in the boiler room.
Oh yeah,
totally. Yeah, I was thinking like choosing the overall aesthetic of the community center.
Oh, yeah.
And that one of those options could be goth, and I didn't think of more options.
Cool. Goth and I think I'm done.
There's goth, cute, sports.
Sports, that's two.
Primary colors.
Uh-huh. Disco? Chocolate?
Disco.
It was good.
Yeah, so that's six right there.
There you go.
Come on. Themes.
Send the email. Yeah.
Eric, we need a goth community center. Please. Thank you.
Goth, I would love if Eric Barone enabled us to have goth raves in the boiler room at the community center. I feel like that would heal us.
Why not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. As a community, we would all be healed at the community
goth
center.
I want it.
Tell me what else, what's on there.
I would love to have date night options other than the movie theater. That would be cute. I want to show my spouse a good time, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And have more options.
Like what?
Yeah, what would be some of your date
ideas?
Well,
we could go to goth night at the community,
community center. For one.
Yep. I love that.
That's so funny. What
you
else?
Should be able to take your spouse into the mines with you.
Well, yeah, and take them to Ginger Island. Like, you should be able to take your spouse with you to Ginger Island.
100%.
Oh, to Ginger Island. Not the mines, though. You lost me on the mines, but then you got me back with Ginger Island.
Well, I was thinking about how Abigail fights monsters.
Yeah, maybe Abigail would want to go to the mines, you know.
Harvey would
definitely.
Not. Harvey would opt out of
Yeah, leave Harvey at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you want your spouse to maybe have the option to, like, follow you around the farm or Pelican Town that day, and like you just all do something together, almost like if you were playing with someone else, but it's with your spouse? Or you're like, no, just a date and like go home and leave me alone kind of thing.
I think both of those sound cute. I think like generally, I think you've talked about this, but just like having the spouses like have more of a life once you get married, it's like huge, so that you could also like follow them along to like whatever things they're doing. So it's not just them following you.
Oh my gosh, and maybe they would reveal like secrets. It's like, show me the world.
Your secret hobby or whatever,
Yeah, like where are all the other caves?
True.
How do I get into the back of the forest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a whole part of Ginger Island that we never see, as far as I understand. There's a whole part of the map, the whole northeast. I want to go over there.
Oh yeah, I guess.
I want to go up there, and I want to know, like, who would know about that? Willie, probably, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That woman Birdie who lives on Ginger Island might know,
Oh,
who I tried proposing
to.
She tried to propose.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what would happen. And she was like, no.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I did a screen recording of that, so we do have that somewhere.
Amazing.
Me getting turned down by Birdie. Ouchie.
She's like, no, thank you.
She's like, I'm lonely, but like not that lonely, so...
I think she's not lonely. She's just alone. So she likes her solitude. Surely. Yeah.
Yeah, touche.
Okay, so you've got goth night, or you've got goth community center. You've got dates with your spouse.
Love.
Tell me more.
I have more for people to do after the 10 heart event, but I don't want to have to give people gifts anymore.
Like what?
I love
what
that you're like, look, enough. I've given you, what about me? You haven't given me a single thing, so
That's actually true, though.
Like, even if it was just like occasionally, like the band was like, we're gonna put on a show or something like that. Like, once you get to that 10 heart event, like just having little story events sometimes happen, or
100%.
Yeah, so true.
That'd be awesome. Do you think that they should do like a musical class in the community center as well? Because we've got people who play instruments, but they do it in their bedroom. You have a whole community center that no one's using to play music. There should be a show in town.
I would love that. Yeah.
Or like live music at the aerobics class.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is what I was just thinking, because we already have like aerobics class. So what other classes could we have? Oh, and why is it Caroline and Evelyn doing a joint gardening class? I want you both to teach me about indoor and outdoor gardening, because you ladies clearly have it on lock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Carry on.
My next one is polyamory, specifically let me date Robin and Harvey. I also will add to that Sandy. I would love to have Sandy as like a comet partner. That would be great, because she's really cool.
Oh my god.
My theory here is that if Robin dated me, she could take care of me, and then I could take care of Harvey. And it would just kind of be like a good support network.
Like trickle down care.
I love that.
Harvey's caring for everyone in the community. So he needs like 100% more care.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, he needs to have a bath drawn, and then he needs to be swaddled.
Would Robin continue to be married with Demetrius, or do you think that they would break up?
Yeah, hopefully not. Break up, please dump him.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, that like Demetrius kind of sucks, but it also sucks that like he's the only black man in the entire game and he sucks. Mm-hmm. Like that is not great.
No, I definitely agree with you on that. Like they should first of all introduce like more characters that are people of color and definitely black characters, but don't don't have the only black man be someone who says my wife has a temper or like I don't like her activities, mm-hmm. and also potentially maybe is part of the Green Rain event because we still don't have any of the results of what he did with any of the collections that he made. So
major conspiracy right there.
Agreed with you on that end. Quick question on Sandy: what do you both think is Sandy's real name?
Oh.
If you had to guess.
Is it Rose?
No one knows.
Nobody knows. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Meredith is a good choice.
Yeah, because I had previously theorized that she's a refugee from the Gatoro War. And she has stated that her name, because her real name's not Sandy, as we've learned, but she picked Sandy because it was easy for people to pronounce, or easier for people to pronounce than her name. Which is like, okay, so she's from somewhere else. Also, I would date the heck out of her. The absolute heck. Like, high femme queen.
Mm-hmm. She's great. I feel like Abigail is interested in Sebastian, and I want her to be free. She's my wife, but I also want her to be with Sebastian. Maybe Sebastian's with Sam. You know, it's just like a long trickle. There's just like a long network of people being with each other and being happy.
Mm-hmm. Trickle down care.
Everybody.
Trickle down care.
I do think that her boyfriend should have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I agree. So I think that Sebastian and Sam should date. And I think that they do like each other. So it, you know, just full send 1.7. Let them date.
I want there to be more lore and plot lines around the Hat Mouse. I would love to know more.
Yes. Oh, yes. Our favorite small business owner.
Like, what are they doing down there? Like, in the far away in the forest, is there a story behind that? Why isn't there a shop like in the town? Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? I want to know more.
Right. Yes, more Hat Mouse, the smallest small business owner.
Yeah. Most of the mythical creatures are in the Cinder Sap Forest. Do you think that the villagers are aware of them? Because they never mentioned them.
Wait, what do you mean mythical creatures?
Like Trash Bear and the Tanukis and the Hat Mouse.
Yeah, pretty sure a Hat Mouse is a mythical creature. but also,
he's
like,
me.
but no one also mentions like the raccoons either. Which raccoons are not mythical, but they're mythical to me in the sense of like they're living in this tree and they're asking for a bunch of stuff. I hear no one like talking about them.
That's true. Not even the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or Leah.
I don't think the town.
Leah's right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Leah's right there, and she's not like. So there's this giant bear. It doesn't come up?
Guess not. Yeah.
Strange.
Because none of them ever walk down there either. Like even the wizard, maybe the wizard like only teleports to and from his tower because you never see him walking anywhere.
Shane does go down there.
Oh, Shane does go down there. Yeah.
That's he true. Does go down there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but he doesn't have a hat. Too bad. Great. So maybe he didn't see. And then, carry on
in the winter.
With your list. Sure.
Yeah, I wrote down bisexual postal worker. Like, we don't know who's delivering the mail, but I want there to be a character and I want them to be bisexual.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. That made, I only made that face because that's a brand new, fresh concept. Yeah, I love that. They would have little shorts, I think.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome. And we do need to find out who is delivering the mail because I want to acknowledge them for all of their effort and I don't know who they are. So,
And I want to be able to send mail.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. I want to send mail. Like in Animal Crossing, you can send mail.
I only have two more, but my next one is we also get to choose which other people get married, which I think goes with your Abigail and Sam and Sebastian should all date each other, is I feel like I should just be able to declare that.
Or who should be friends. Like it could be a friends matchmaking thing. Like Clint needs friends. You should be like, Clint, go be friends with someone.
But do you want to force someone to be friends with Clint?
Well, it should happen consensually, you know.
Yeah.
Consensual friendship.
And actually be a good friend. But, you know, he needs friends.
Yeah. I love, B, I love that you are like, do you want to force someone to be friends with Glenn? But you're like, but we should be able to choose marriages. It's like,
yeah,
friendship,
but I draw the line. I draw the line at making people be friends with Clint.
Yeah. Arranged marriages. Okay. Friendship. I don't know. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's funny.
I'm a hardline marriage supporter. I don't know what I was trying to say.
It's funny. Yeah.
And that's your stance.
It's my stance. Everyone.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I think my last main one is that there should be a therapist in the town.
Oh my God.
It's
thank you.
Super needed.
Yes.
Not
obviously.
Me.
Oh, please. Just like the trauma dumping that occurs every time I walk into anyone's house or like anyone walk into a house anywhere. And then somebody's like, you know, I always, and you're like, please,
I'm not therapist. Qualified for this.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And I want I don't want the therapist to be dateable. They can't be a romanceable character. Yeah. And I want them to be an older woman.
Totally.
Because that's who I want all my therapists to be. My current therapist, she's going to be an older woman one day.
Mm-hmm.
She is on thin ice right now.
Oh.
Yeah. But I like mine a little bit. I'm like, I need you to have like time-based wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Time-based wisdom would be great. Do we also need the therapist to be a bisexual therapist wearing shorts? is the therapist the male person?
Oh, that might be too much.
No,
work,
that's.
But we could have another bisexual character.
Yeah, they're literally carrying everything, like physically, mentally. Yeah. No, we just need more people. And yeah, definitely not romanceable.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
Okay. So there's like definitely more infrastructure. We're just saying we need more infrastructure. The town needs more support. I love this. I love this.
Whatever your town needs. Well, thank you so much for spending the time talking with us. I really have enjoyed it.
So fun.
Yeah. So good. Thank you too.
If you could put into a phrase, a sentence, what Stardew Valley means to you and any like parting words for the listeners, that'd be great.
It feels like a cozy escape is how I would describe it.
Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, a fun little sweet game where you can always have more to explore. I feel like that's my parting thing for the listener is there's always more. You can always find the new thing that you're going to start on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
It truly
is. Thank you again so much. Thank you for listening. And if you have some Stardrop tea to share with us, email stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land and rate this episode 5 Stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell and our theme music is by Eggward. Links to both their work are in show notes.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community. Bye.
Bye.